It's time for Phonology Talkbacks on the Tuesday morning show. They're made possible by the members of Northern Community Radio and a grant from the University of Minnesota Northeast Regional Sustainable Development Partnership.
And we are looking forward to hearing from you. So if you have an email that you'd like to post to my site, that would be jlatimer@kaxe.org. We'd like to know what's going on in your neighborhood. Among the questions I'd like you to answer, actually, or things that I'd like you to respond to are, if you have been out ice fishing, how thick is the ice? Ed Dallas is planning a trip in early May into the Boundary Waters canoe area, and he is curious as to whether or not the ice is going to be out of the lakes up there by that date. So if you have data on ice thickness anywhere, I had heard from somebody that the ice on Winnebagoche was 42 inches, which is a lot of ice. So if you have data on that sort of thing, I'd like to hear from you. Send it to jlatimer@kaxe.org. Our first school report this week comes from Northwest. Bemidji Northern Elementary School has this report for us.
Hello, everyone. This is Hudson with your phonology report from Mr. Wade's 5th grade at Northern Elementary for Thursday, March 29th. Kendra saw 1 egret, 2 hawks, 3 osprey, 4 geese, 7 trumpeter swans, and 1 bald eagle on her way to Crookston. Alex saw a coyote on the road to Faustin. Steven spotted 5 geese. Mr. Wade saw 2 sandhill cranes and 2 geese while out running. Mr. Birkland saw a black mink cross the road. Trent saw a crow fly over his barn. Brooke S. heard 2 blue jays. Kate saw 4 robins in her yard. Maya saw 4 geese, 4 bald eagles, and a couple of deer. Sage saw 2 swans and about 30 geese. Brooke saw 13 geese in a river and also a hawk carrying a small rodent. Mr. Wade saw a mourning dove at his feeder. Thanks for listening to our report for the week.
Thank you, Hudson. Nice job. Lots of birds coming back, and that, you know, they're sort of hit or miss, I guess. If you're in the right spot, you probably have seen a robin already this spring, or maybe a killdeer or a red-winged blackbird. So if you're seeing those birds, post it on our KAXE, KBXE season watch. Many already have, but it's kind of nice to know where they are. There is a report, well, here, let me read to you. My, where did spring go? Saw our first robin, a male, of course, on Saturday, March 30th at 5:15 p.m. in the bayberry bush near our house. He was eating the leftover small red berries on the shrub as he was buffeted by the strong winds. We live near the Blackberry Bridge on County Road 91. Thank you for your great programs and for KAXE, Carol. Thank you, Carol, for the nice note, and that indeed is a sighting of a robin in the Grand Rapids area. They are coming. This cold weather and the snow has kind of put them off a little bit, but they will be coming, as we will probably hear from our next group of students from the North Shore Community School near Two Harbors, Minnesota. Here is their report.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for this week of March 24th, 2018. My name is Lola, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Saturday, the 24th, we received a small amount of snow. The wind was ferocious. On Monday night, the 26th, and into Tuesday, we experienced about 1 inch of wet snow. By midday, the sun was shining, and the snow has melted. This led to many mud puddles on the school's playground. On Thursday the 29th, we were celebrating I Love to Read Month. It is reading day full of beach activities. It sure does not feel like beach weather, or spring for that matter. The sun is shining, but it is still chilly. The sap in our school forest is still flowing, but it is slowed down. Miss Jackson's class tree only had a small amount of slush on Thursday. A bald eagle was seen out in a hayfield. A hayfield? Yes. Although bald eagles are seen in northeast Minnesota in winter, one change is that they switch their diet from fishing in the lakes in summer to eating carrion or dead animals they find in winter. Sydney and Sophia witnessed a bald eagle on the side of the road on Saturday feasting on roadkill. Also, people have heard plenty of bird noises. Even if you don't see them, you know they're there. Ellen also spotted an immature bald eagle on Sunday, the 25th. On Tuesday, the 27th, we were down in Maplewood, Minnesota for a field trip. Several students saw a flock of Canadian geese. Lena has also seen many at her house. As you drive along, do you notice the willow shrubs along the wet ditches? They are turning a promising spring green. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you very much. And yes, be observant. And I love that. A promising spring green or a promising spring red or a promising spring one other color. You pick it. The willows along the roadside edges are really becoming colorful right now, as are the tamaracks and the red osier dogwoods and the mountain maples. And just there's a lot of color out there, even though spring doesn't seem to be like slapping us in the face. Our final student report this week comes from our good reporters down in Northfield, Minnesota at Prairie Creek Community School.
Hi, this is Michelle from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. We're on spring break this week, so we don't have a lot to report, but we did see our first heron on Thursday, the 29th. In addition, we've seen a lot of seagulls, which is unusual for this area. We continue to see many juncos and robins. In addition, the red-winged blackbirds have been a lot more active and vocal this week. That's all for right now. We'll have more to report next week.
Thank you, Michelle. Wonderful to hear from you and from your students down there. Herons in the area, lots of red-winged blackbirds, juncos. I haven't seen a junco yet this spring either, so I'm kind of hanging in there and hoping, but then I guess I just got to get out and move around a little bit more. Maybe that's my problem. I've been moving around, but it's only been on the 40 that I own, or just outside of the 40 that I own, a little walking, a little snowshoeing, a little cross-country skiing, sometimes all three on the same day, but not really seeing a lot of wildlife yet. From our friend Ian, who lives in Minneapolis, he says, with spring weather delayed a few days, your daily dose of phenology has provided some foreshadowing for my sightings around Theodore Worth Park. For example, on the 28th, I spotted a great blue heron flying over the park's southern border only a few days after hearing your comments about the relative predictability of that species. And on Saturday the 31st, I spotted purple finches on the feeder just a day or so after hearing your note on their lovely song. I spotted juncos too, which I haven't seen in a while. I've also noticed daylilies and other bulbous plants popping up around the perimeter of the house, a nice reminder that spring delayed is never spring denied. Hope you and the rest are doing well up north. Best, Ian. Thank you, Ian. Some notes from the Minneapolis area. And from Dave, who lives over on Pacagama Lake in the Grand Rapids area, he said, just saw a coyote roaming on Pools Bay. It looked lost. No doubt. And then from Lonnie, who actually was up for the Aldo Leopold days at the Forest History Center, he sent along this email. He said, the other evening, I stepped out on the porch and about 30 feet away was a small skunk. So I hollered, skunk! He immediately raised his tail and ran right toward me and came right up to the porch and ducked underneath. I haven't seen any sign of him since then, so hopefully he has left. I have about 75 taps out here at home along the Beauty Mountain Road, and so far have not too much of a run. Had one good day, and since then a slow drip most days. I have about 50 gallons to cook off, so I plan to be doing that today or tomorrow. Keep up the good work, Lonnie. And then finally, last note from over the transom here, Ed Dallas reports down in the Deerwood area, great blue herons on the 27th, on the 28th, sharp-shinned hawks and a robin, and on April Fool's Day, April 1st, killdeers, turkey vultures. And then he passed on that question about the thickness of the ice. And from our good friend and great phenologist over there in the Akeley area, Dallas Hudson. Dallas sent along, I'd asked about ice. He said 24 inches of solid ice, not a sign of honeycomb yet. Buddy was out driving his truck, still the ice on part of the river. No open spot now where the river hits the lake, but was open, but now frozen again. And then he said, I've had great blue herons, red-winged blackbirds, and a robin, but am behind by at least a week. And a long list that is late. And then he goes on to say, I've heard 50 to 60 inches of ice on Lake of the Woods. Need two extensions on an auger, so he best be prepared to be bummed or to hike in the Boundary Waters canoe area and maybe not do any fishing or fishing through the ice. That's all we have for Talkbacks this week. As usual, as always, we encourage you to communicate with us. And if you can't get it to us, put it on our KAXE KBXE Season Watch page. We're always happy to see what you're seeing, hear what you're seeing, read what you're seeing in the area. Thanks so much. And remember, if you post on Season Watch, tell us where you're at, because location is everything when it comes to phenology. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.